let's start with stuff that, you know, is kind of in our wheelhouse in that sense. Let's go to LMN and see if we can make, you know, some movies for them. So that's what we did, and it's our first step is, you know, getting behind the camera in every facet. And Andy's directing now. He's directing all the movies we make, and Andy and Tim and all of us, we collectively write and come up with ideas. And so we're just kind of like, we kind of do everything in-house, and we just kind of started a little production unit, and it's been working out so far. So that's great. We feel so good about that.
It's a beautiful thing. And you know what I love about it, not even getting into the movie part of it, the family dynamic. You're basically showing people that families can work together, do well together, and I think it's such a beautiful thing.
Yeah, you know, it can get complicated at times, of course. You know, in our teen, when I was a teenager, of course, I felt rebellious. I didn't want to be, you know, the middle brother to Joey Lawrence. I wanted to do my own thing. You know, there's at times we've all gone through just like every other normal family, but we really do enjoy working together. It's just really fun, and that's a special thing.
That is great. And how do you do it without, you know, I know you mentioned like sometimes you could drive each other crazy and stuff, but how do you keep that love in there?
You know, I'll tell you, it's not like it's innate. It's something that had to be learned. And that on the first couple of times when, you know, the little baby brother is all of a sudden in the highest position on the set and he's directing and he comes over and gives you a note, but gives you a note as a brother. And so it might not be as tactful as another director that doesn't know you and is in family and you never, or keeps his voice down, doesn't like call you out in front of everybody. But first you're like, you fall back on that other experience of working with other people. We're like, wow, that was just respectful to talk to him like that. But it's your brother. And then you realize, oh wait, he's actually got my best interest at heart here. And he's probably the only one that could do that without me being able to get sick. So I get a real answer from him, and now I've gone, I've stepped to the other side, and I don't get upset about it anymore. Actually, I welcome it. I'm like, great, yeah, because I know he's looking out for the best interest, even if it's a note I don't want to hear. Like, it was a bad take. I need to hear it, because I got to do better.
That's true, and my dog is basically going crazy right now. She thinks it's
don't
a great thing,
it.
Too. Yeah, you have animals,
I
too,
have
right?
Dogs. Love dogs. Yes, I'm a big animal lover, so I get
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I see him on your Instagram and Cheryl's Instagram all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, we love dogs and all sorts of creatures, all shapes and sizes.
That's right. Did you go to school for zoology or something like that? We discussed that the last time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I problem with schooling is I tend to start it and I don't finish it. I did that with university for film. I did that with zoology. I did that with biology. The one thing I learned, and actually a professor told me this, is like, if it's a passion of yours and you love it, you're going to teach yourself. So if you can't be in class because you have a job or you have something else, it's not like it's a big deal to have a degree in this. If you love it, you and you're self-taught, that's almost better. So I was like, okay, great.
I agree. Absolutely. And
he was like,
you're so
passionate about it. He was like, just, it's like never going to stop. And he was right. 100%. Like, he was right. So that's where that goes.
Nice.
But yes, I'm really into it.
Good, good. And how would you describe the movie itself? Because it just seems like such an incredible movie.
Well, it's right in the vein of, you know, what Elliman loves to do. It's right in with the thrillers that they like to do, those kind of twists and turns and, you know, those really interesting dynamics. And, you know, there's a bit of a campiness to it as well. You know, we're not saying this is the, you know, going to win Oscars or any awards for that matter. But it's our first venture. It's literally the first time we just decided, you know what, let's just make one of these movies. And we put it together very quickly. You know, Andy just hammered out the script in less than a week. And then we did another revision tab, and boom. And then a couple months later, we just put it together and made it happen.
Wow. And what character do you play?
I play the brother. You know what, I'm actually completely blanking on the character name, because I only had a very small acting role. The next one we've already completed, I have a much bigger role, but I had to take a smaller role in this one because I was focused more on behind the camera. So Joe was our lead in this one, and I'm trying to think, I'm right next, I'm, we're actually on set right now, and I'm with, you know, it's all the same team, so I can ask him right now. Hey, what was my character name? Because I don't remember.
In what?
In Deadly Deed.
Yes.
Or, you know, my husband's
William.
It was William.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, we're cranking these things out. We're a little bit of an assembly line right now. So get ready because there's going to be more.
Yeah, so we're just going to just keep putting you on my show so we could keep this up. I will have you guys on whenever you want.
Cool, cool. We'd love to.
Yeah, and what would you say was your favorite part about working, other than working with your brothers, what's your favorite part about working on this movie?
I just think it was seeing that we, you know, had thought about doing this for probably a decade or more, and then we just sort of made the decision, and this big mountain that you think you have to climb, which it is, it's not impossible. In fact, you can do it. And the fact that it just came together and happened, I was kind of just sort of walking around going, wow, why did we not do this sooner? That was what I took away from it.
Beautiful. And one thing I like asking people I interview is, what, tell me a fun fact about yourself that might surprise your fans.
I'm a major introvert. I like isolation at times. In fact, it's called issues with relationships and whatnot. Because I'm the type of person, like here's something that definitely not anybody knows about. When I was like a younger guy, maybe 23 or 4, I was on vacation in the Caribbean, in the Turks and Caicos, and I left my friends that I was with, and I paid a dive boat captain to drop me off on an island with a batch of bananas and one bottle of water for a week so I could study the Sakura iguana that's endemic to this key, which was called Long Key, and it was some of the greatest moments of my life. So, like, I love the isolation. I'm weird that way. I know we're very social creatures, and you do need social connection. I just seem very close to my family, but I can also step away and isolate for a while.
Oh, that's so me. I'm the same exact way. I'm just like,
yeah.
I need my little time by myself without anybody bothering me.
Totally. Totally. It's so necessary. It's so funny how extroverts seem that, like, drains them. They need, like, people to gain energy, whereas people like us, too many people, we're like, oh, God, it's too much.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nice. And I know you got to go, but I do want to say congratulations on this new venture. I'm so proud of the three of you.
Oh,
and I don't know if you remember this, but I'm the girl who Joey Trump launched her journalism career just by being on Dancing with the Stars. He had the website, and then I met the girl on the website that wrote for the site, and now I own the site. So
wow.
Yeah,
so
without
cool.
Your brother, none of this would have happened.
Oh, that's so cool to hear. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So
your brother is the reason I'm a journalist. So.
Ah, very cool.
Nice. Yep. And tell Cheryl thank you for her podcast and all that. It's been helping me out so much.
Of course, I will. Absolutely, she'll be so happy to hear that.
Wonderful. And good luck to her on Dancing with the Stars. Good luck to you with all these adventures. And I can't wait to talk again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's great talking to you.
Likewise. Talk soon.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Bye.